The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, that's the fanfare that tells us it's time for our regular Friday movie review with our resident critic, Matt O'Lean. And Matt, you went to one that's been getting a lot of talk and a lot of nominations, Roma.
Yeah, I didn't see this in a theater, saw it in my living room because it is Netflix only. It got a very brief release in major city theaters in late December, but basically this was a masterstroke by Alfonso Cuarón, the director, and the distribution company to only put it on Netflix, because I don't know that as many people would have saw this movie had it been a foreign language, you know, film shot in Mexico, foreign language subtitles in a theater. So I think what they've done here is masterful. By marketing this film on Netflix, it has garnered a lot of attention with awards, and I think it's helped get the film out there. And it certainly is probably a slight favorite right now to Best Picture and Best Director. However, I think it's overrated. You know, last year I really trashed Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That was just an overwrought film that wasn't that good. This is not a bad film, but I am a little baffled why this is the de facto front runner. It is shot in kind of a Chroma TV black and white style, Doug, that I found flat and not terribly exciting. Cuarón shot it himself. His cinematography Oscar nomination is a little baffling to me, except that obviously the Academy likes this film. Most critics have liked this film as well. And I think the problem for me, Doug, is the film has an incredibly slow start. I mean, almost nothing happens for the first 50 minutes. It's based on Cuarón's childhood growing up in Mexico in the 70s, so very personal, done with a lot of loving care, autobiographical. But here's my point. If I was to make a film about myself growing up in Oaks, North Dakota, would that be interesting to me or to the viewers or just me? And I think that's where the problem sets in. It obviously means a lot to him, but I found the long pans, the long tracking shots to be kind of endless and kind of repetitious. I also felt that Cuarón stands too far back from the action. There's a lack of emotional connectivity to this film. It's all seen through the eyes of the maid, played by Yalitza Aparicio, who plays the maid of this fairly well-to-do Mexican family that Cuarón grows up in. His parents aren't terribly happy. His dad's a doctor. He's away all the time. And the maid takes care of the kids. And Aparicio gives a very fine, kind of subtle, realistic performance. But you never get a sense of how the kids relate to her. So it, because it's seen through her eyes, I never got a sense of the kids being attached to her like it might have been had it been kind of seen through both the kids' eyes and the maid's eyes. So eventually some things start to happen in this film. But again, I just never – it never grabbed me by the throat like I wanted it to. And here's the best thing I can say from a fellow film reviewer, Roger Moore, who reviews films down in Orlando, and I'm going to attribute this to him. He said it's an artistic film, but it's kind of like sitting with Cuarón on a sofa while he pages through family albums, but he's not telling you what the photos mean. I think that is absolutely – accurate. Greg Carlson, our friend Greg Carlson, says Cold War is a much better film, which is also up for foreign language film. Roger also told me he's seen all five of the foreign language nominees. Roma is probably the fourth or fifth best. So I found the film to be long. I found the film's climax to be what everyone's talking about, not emotionally rewarding to me. Look, it's well done. It's nicely shot. It's except for that flat Chroma style I'm talking about. But the comparisons to Italian neorealism, which is kind of what reviewers have compared it to, look, Bicycle Thief's a better film. If you're going way back to that, that is a much better picture. I'm just a little baffled why this is suddenly the front runner for Best Picture, because it did not connect to me on the level I thought it was going to connect with me on, and a few other film reviewers are saying the same thing.
Now, is this autobiographical,
yes,
or is it just drawn from his past?
It's that is my understanding. It is the right age. He's like 11 years old when the film takes place in 1971, 72. So clearly it means a lot to him. But what does it mean? What do some of the images mean to us? And I don't know that he conveyed that effectively enough to me.
Is this something that might be culturally more targeted? For example, would this play well in Mexico or Spain or in a Spanish-speaking country?
Yes. But as you know, Doug, I like foreign language films when they're done well. I don't have to be living in that country to connect. I think if a film is great, it will connect with all audiences. And, you know, I don't know quite what the reaction to audiences are. I know they've liked it less well than critics have liked it. And that's very common on Rotten Tomatoes with a film like this, a very kind of arty film. But just because a film's shot in black and white doesn't necessarily mean it's great. And I look at some of the great black and white films of all time, the cinematography in something like Citizen Kane or Best Years of Our Lives is way better than this. And there's just no – he doesn't go in for a lot of close-ups either. So I'm kind of waiting for that emotional pull of what happens to the maid, her relationship to the family, the big climax, the problem that Aparicio has in her life. Marina de Tavera is quite good as the mother in the film. She got a supporting actress nomination, but I don't see either one of those actresses winning for this film. But clearly the Academy loves this film, and it's probably the de facto favorite right now, which means I'm looking at a second straight year where I'm not as with it on the Best Picture winner.
Now, it's been nominated for like 4 Academy Awards.
10.
That many?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
So cinematography and what else? Everything?
Oh, no, screenplay and 2 of the actresses, director, picture, you know, a few others in there. I'm not quite sure all the 10, but clearly the Academy loves this film. And I just wonder if it wins, I think you can really give 1/3 of that hardware to Netflix, because wow. I really think that got the film out there the way it would not have gotten out there. Even though Cuarón is a name director, he's Oscar'd for Gravity. He did Children of Men, a lot of interesting films. Little Princess is one of my favorite films that he's done. This one just doesn't have the emotional pull that I was looking for. And people are going to have to see it, you know, check it out on your own. Maybe I'm way off on this. It's not a bad film. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, complain like I did about 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which mercifully did not win Best Picture last year. I just think this is a fairly average foreign language film.
Well, for those of us who have Netflix, it's there to view.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Well, let's talk about the passing of a really well-known actor, Albert Finney.
Yeah, this happened last Friday, a little too late for us to mention him in the film review. Obviously a towering British actor of the 60s, 70s, even through, you know, modern, more recent films like Skyfall, Aaron Brockovich, who most people have seen. He's phenomenal as Julia Roberts' boss in that movie. You know, one of those great actors from that 60s group that came, Doug, as you remember, O'Toole and Kane and Alan Bates and these people. And he was certainly right amongst that. Tom Jones made him a great international star. He's unrecognizable as Hercule Poirot in Murder on the Orient Express. Very chameleon-like actor. We'd heard about some health concerns over the years, but he will be missed, even though he hadn't made a film in a while. I invite people to watch Aaron Brockovich, The Dresser, Tom Jones, 2 for the Road with Audrey Hepburn's another good one, and his big early British premiere or debut Saturday Night and Sunday Morning, where his famous line is, "Don't let the bastards grind you down."
Albert Finney, yes. Dead at 82. Well, you mentioned that Alfonso Cuarón has won a couple of Academy Awards, and they were for Gravity, mm-hmm. Best Achievement in Directing, Best Achievement in Film Editing. What was the singular significance of him winning that Best Achievement in Directing Oscar?
He's the first Mexican director to win the Oscar, I believe.
That is correct.
And that's becoming a normal thing in the last few years with Iñárritu and also Guillermo del Toro, dominant Mexican directors.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.